This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, Ospedia Channel 1 and online.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
I wonder whether you're familiar with my first song today, one of the best songs Eva Cassidy ever recorded, in my opinion. I used to sing this one a lot in folk clubs. It's called Brookside. In it, someone is sitting alone in a quiet place by a brook, and everything is still. Only their heart can be heard beating. But then, someone else draws close. The person gently comes alongside the one who's alone, and they draw together and everything is still. All that can be heard now is two hearts beating together as one. As a Christian, whenever I sing this song, it's as if Jesus is saying to me, I'm here now with you. To someone else, it may be that they see a dear friend bringing comfort. But this is a big part of what prayer ought to be, finding a still place, hearts joining together as one, and a two-way communication taking place, and no words need to be even spoken. Brookside by Eva Cassidy.
I wandered by your brookside. I wandered by your mill. I could not hear the water, the murmuring, it was still. Not a sound.
Gospel reading today from Mark chapter 6, we find that the disciples have been out on the town. But I'm not talking about the big market, Newcastle here. No, they've been out preaching, healing people and driving out demons, without Jesus' help, might I add, but empowered by him. And they've had great success. I can just imagine Jesus saying to them, "Well, what happened? Tell me all about it." But Jesus must have noticed how tired and hungry they looked too, for he says to them words that are important ones for us today too. He says, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So here is the Gospel reading today from Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 30 to 34. The apostles gathered round Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. Oh, that we could have a closer walk with Jesus. Is there a way to make it possible? Here's a song with a very similar theme called "Oh, for a Closer Walk with God" by Stuart Townend, and written originally by William Cowper.
Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road leading to the Lamb. Where is that blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is that soul-refreshing view of Jesus and His Word? Oh, fire of God, come burn in me, renew a holy passion, till Christ my deepest longing be, my never-failing fountain, my never-failing fountain. What peaceful hours I once enjoyed, how sweet the memory still, but they have left an aching void the world can never fill. Oh, fire of God, come burn in me, renew a holy passion, till Christ my deepest longing be, my never failing fountain, my never failing fountain. Tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. So shall my walk be close with God, calm and serene my frame, so pure a light shall mark the road that leads me to the Lamb. Longing be my never failing fountain. Oh, fire of God, come burn in me, renew a holy passion, till Christ my deepest longing be my never failing fountain, my never failing fountain.
One of the verses in that last song said this: the dearest idol I have known, whatever that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. With our busy lifestyles today, finding time to be still is sometimes an impossible task. But prayer, reading God's word and listening, should be top priorities for Christians, so they can rest and be refreshed, be fed and inspired, be guided and sent, and know God's protection around them. There is a saying that 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. In Psalm 46, God calls us to be still and know him, even though the world might be in chaos. Here's a song sung by David Kaufman, based on that psalm called Be Still, My Love, and Know That I Am God. I wonder if this song will help you still your mind.
Be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still, my love. Know that I am God. The mountain shake, the waters roar, the valleys tremble with fear, and yet our strength, our refuge sure, whispers in our ear, saying,
you only get to know someone really well by spending time with them, communicating ideas, sharing thoughts, hopes and dreams, and listening to one another. You have meaningful conversation. You're honest and open. You wear your heart on your sleeve, and so it is with prayer. If we neglect that friend, the relationship may suffer. Jesus, when asked by his disciples once how they should pray, told them, "When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Hence our next song, by the Beach Boys, which is a golden oldie, all about withdrawing to a solitary place. In My Room, by the Beach Boys.
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to.
Without the guidance of prayer, we lose our way. Without the power of prayer, our batteries become run down. We have nothing to give out because we're not taking in. Could God be calling us back to that place of rest and prayerfulness today? Prayer is a powerful thing. Even if it may seem to us at the time just a small drop in the ocean, let's remember that the ripples that spread out from that drop can change not only us, but also the world around us. Through prayer, love springs into action. And without love, we become so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good, so the saying goes. Mother Teresa, knowing how busy her day would be, prioritized prayer before action, with a simple reminder scratched on her wall, which simply said, "Do it anyway." Her call to pray reminds me of this song by Pete Scott, a regular contributor on the Geordie Hour. And joining him are United Folk. It doesn't matter how you pray, just do it. Then be prepared to listen. It's called Talking to the Man.
Well, you're reading the paper and you're watching TV. Makes you wonder about the hunger and the pain you see. You think there's no solution to the misery. There's an answer, come and listen to me. I've been talking to the man. I've been talking to the man. I've been talking to the man. To Jesus. Well, you see all the hurt that's upsetting me. Makes you wonder what we're getting into. There's a message coming to you if you let it through. Listen hard and you know what to do. I've been talking to the man. Feeling good. you're broken up in feelings. That is love on the dove that will last. I've been talking to the night. I've been talking to the night. I've been talking to the night. Oh, Jesus.
Towards the end of our Bible passage today, we are shown a problem that many celebrities face. They hate the fact that they can no longer go to public places because of crowds homing in on them, and they despise the fact that their privacy is being invaded. But here the disciples learn another lesson about Jesus, that he made time for people. He had had other plans, but he put them on hold because of his deep compassion for the needy and the lost. And what he has been doing has been so marvellous that the crowds know his every move. They watch where his boat is headed, and they flock to him to be taught or healed by him. So wherever he is, the crowds gather. And here they are on the shore, in that so-called solitary place that Jesus was hoping to find. Knowing how busy Jesus would be each day, he always set time aside for his personal prayer time with his Father, regularly withdrawing to a quiet place, and this supplied him with energy and equipped him to face each day with strength and vigour. Let's listen to a song by Stuart Townend now called Vagabonds, which reminds us of how our gospel reading today ends, where it says, "When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them." You see, Jesus welcomes everyone without exception. He has no favourites, none at all. This is Come All You Vagabonds by Stuart Townend.
Come all you vagabonds, come all you don't belongs, winners and losers, come people like me. Come all you travellers, tired from the journey, come wait a while, stay a while, welcome you'll be. Questioners looking for answers and searching for reasons and sense in it all. Come all you fallen and come all you broken, find strength for your body and food for your soul. Come to the feast, there is room at the table. Come, let us meet in this place with the King of all kindness, who welcomes us in with the wonder of love and the power of grace. The wonder of love and the power of grace. Come those who worry about houses and money, and all those who don't have a care in the world. Every station and orientation, the helpless, the hopeless, the young and the old. Come to the feast, there is room at the table. Come, let us meet in this place with the King of all kindness, who welcomes us in with the wonder of love and the power of grace. The wonder of love and the power of grace. Believers and dreamers and schemers, and come all you restless just searching for home.
This is Sheila Hamill. Thank you for being with me today, and my thanks also to Andrew Ridgwick for his technical skills in producing this programme. Our final song is called Jesus, Draw Me Nearer, sung by Kirsten Getty, which speaks about how the Lord comforts us in the rough times of life. Let us, like that crowd which came running to seek Jesus out, find us this day seeking him too. Goodbye for now.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I rise on wings of faith, and at the end my heart's testing, with your lightness, let me wake. Jesus, guide me through the tempest. Keep my spirit stayed and sure. When the midnight meets the morning, let me love you even more. May this journey bring a blessing. With your likeness, let me walk.